right, here we go again. Raw Talks is back. And this time I'm not exactly sure about how what the format would look like. I just know, all I know is that it's time to get back on the horse and share. And this comes from a very, very deep sense of purpose for me, and the sense of format and the style. Or I was all into like, oh, I should make a video vlog about everything that's going on. And I was doing it, I was about to make it very complicated. And making things complicated is not really part of my repertoire anymore. So I just got to go with whatever feels aligned. And at the moment, I feel very much aligned here in my office setup. I host tons of seminars from here, and I record my podcast for the Swedish market from here. And yeah, I just feel the vibe is flowing here. I feel very comfortable and feel very creative here, which is very interesting because I haven't been using this space since we moved in here at the farm in October. So something has really shifted in here, and I am taking full advantage of the creativity wave. So this feels super easy and super comfortable. And that's it. That's what it's about. It's like flowing with energies and allowing you to surf the where the energy flows and kind of surf on that and take advantage of that. And the reason why I haven't been posting as much is usually, I mean, I've had this feeling that I wanted to share and that I'm supposed to share for a very, very long time. But confidence and being too deep in my own process and things like that has come in between. And now I am in a different space, and I feel doing all these seminars and courses and podcasts and stuff has made me feel, there's something has shifted inside of me that makes me feel like I'm ready to step out more. And it has a lot of to do with the feeling of playing small and feeling abundant and being enough and feeling that I have something to share and things like that. So, yeah, I feel I'm ready, and I have things to say and things to share. So here we go. So first of all, I will be sharing about my own experience, my healing experience. I will be sharing about my perspective on life, reflections of living and things that's happening. And but mostly it will evolve around self-development and self-healing and personal development. And sometimes maybe about life here at the farm and in Thailand. So if you have any questions, you can just write me. And if you have topics that you want me to talk about or give my perspective on, I'm happy to do that. I know that there are people that appreciate what I share and what I say. So I've decided to create this format because Instagram or the other platforms are a little bit limited. So here I can sit in my own space. I can decide how much time I want to spend, and I can elaborate on things without being cut off and stuff like that. So yes. So first of all, I want to share something that happened to me this morning, and it's about acceptance. And so I've been having this reoccurring dream for like 15 years or even more that has a very particular scenario and a very particular feeling. And for me, I've had no idea what this was about. And I don't have it very often, maybe a couple of times a year. And since we've been here, I mean, since I started my personal journey, yeah, not very often. But I had it last night and I woke up from it and I went to the bathroom and I was with this feeling. And then this huge realization opened up that it was a lack of acceptance. I was refusing to accept that I was being involved with certain behaviors or certain situations or certain relationships and things like that. And then I could instantly see the connection to my resistance of accepting how I have been living previously in my life. And there's been a lot of energy consumed to processing a lot of my past. And what I realized when I woke up this morning was that I was resisting to accept that I had ever been in this situation. So it's been like an energetical resistance. And this morning I opened that opened up, and it was located in my solar plexus, like connected to the diaphragm. So I've been working a lot with the diaphragm lately, and I've been doing a lot of work with the lymphatic system. I will start to catch up on all these things in these talks. But I've been working with this sensation in the solar plexus from many different aspects for quite some time. So I've been doing breath work, lymphatic massage, EFT, Taoist yoga, diaphragmatic breathing. What else? Tai Chi, Luban Pai, all about move the stagnation in the body and start to open these things up. And I've been intensifying my morning routines quite a lot, and that feel great. I've been upping my physical activity. So all of these things pay off, and last night or this morning, things really, really opened up. And then instantly after that, I was presented with another situation in my life that was not as pleasant, because even though this was very, very intense, I could feel the shift of the energy and the things falling into place and realizations and just very, very strong energy. But it was like there was a blockage by the diaphragm, and now the energy could move up. So we always want the energy to be moving in the body. So it was like the lower body and the upper body was connected. And I felt the energy started flowing. And then this other situation happened, which threw me into a sense of very high anxiety. And since I had just opened up this acceptance to the past, this situation gave me access to a lot of shame and guilt from these situations that I had not been accepting for so long, and not accepting on a deep, deep physical level, like a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. I had accepted them on an intellectual, maybe not. It's all connected. But once I accepted it, I could also access the unprocessed energy or the unprocessed emotions that came from these events that we tend to lock down and just block because we don't want to feel them. And I definitely know that I have been doing that in the past for many, many occasions. So this particular incident just gave me complete access into the past and the unprocessed emotions, and gave me quite a morning, I would say. And so I was not at all in the mood for doing the regular morning routine. So I just adapted and really focused. Okay, so this is about acceptance, allowing this to happen, and just trusting the body and allowing the body to process, and just giving me and my body what, like, nurture, and what do I need. So I did quite a lot of EFT on different, first on shock and then on guilt and shame. And then I did the Luban Pai, which is a very, very powerful type of Neigong or Qigong kind of exercises, which gave me a lot of clarity and a lot of insights. And that makes me able to come back to myself and my true potential and my true self and my inner voice, which basically just said, yeah, this is a process, just get back on track and stay with your purpose. And that's when I felt like, okay, it's time to get this thing going again and get out there and not playing small and sharing and sharing and inspiring for transformation and change and a better life and self-healing. So that's it for today, I think. In 15 minutes, we have a group class. We're doing gym today. So I also knew that during this gym session, I will have a lot of physical activity and things will change in my energetical, the feeling in the body will change when I do the physical exercise. So I spent the morning to nurture and getting back on this track, which feels very, very good. And I'll be back for more. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our YouTube channel so you will get notified when I post these things, these short updates of the life, the path to healing. Ciao.